for the structure shown in Figure 4.17, which among the following pairs of tests give 100% decision coverage? A. A equals 1, B equals 2, A equals 0, B equals 1, B, A equals 2, B equals 4, A equals 1, B equals 2, C, A equals 3, B equals 0, A equals 0, B equals 1, D, A equals 0, B equals 4, A equals 1, B equals 3, option A. In first test, the first decision A is greater than 0. In the second test, the first decision A equals 0. Thus, exercising this decision in both directions. Next off, both tests render B to be less than 3, thereby not exercising the decision B greater than 3 in both directions. 100% decision coverage is not achieved. Option B, the decision A greater than 0 was not exercised in both directions, since A is greater than 0 in both tests. Therefore, 100% decision coverage was not attained. Option C, in test 1, A is greater than 0 and equals to 0 in test 2. Thus, the decision A greater than 0 was exercised in both directions. In both tests, however, B is less than 3, thereby not exercising the decision B greater than 3 in both directions. Hence, 100% decision coverage was not achieved. Option D, in test 1, A equals to 0 and 1 in test 2, so decision A greater than 2 was exercised on both directions. In test 1, B is greater than 3, but not in test 2, exercising decision B greater than 3 in both directions, thereby giving a 100% decision coverage.